Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, that tells me what you guys are capable of. You just measured yourself to Goliath. All right, you just measured yourself and you found out who you are and what you're capable of. I'll tell you what, I've been waiting to say this to you. Victory Monday! Hey, don't get fool of ourselves. Learn from this event. Learn from what we did today. Let's get better, all right? Here we go, team on three. One, two, three.
Clearly, Britt and I are going to have to work on our cheer because we didn't really do what we're going to have to do that because that was, I got to say, I'm a little pumped up. I mean, I probably shouldn't be. I feel like we're being pumped up because of the team I cover, but that's some inspiring stuff. Is it human beings feeling they accomplished something, being happy with each other? That's a good thing, right, Britt Giroli?
We should have said 1, 2, 3 team when we figured out the vending machine and I bought you the chips because if you're just joining us, Ben had a snack snafu 2 segments ago where during the break he couldn't figure out the credit card machine, couldn't figure out the cash, doesn't have Venmo, so he now owes me $3.41, which I will probably take in endless compliments for the rest of my life as a fair trade-off.
Yeah, well, that's all that is true, sadly, especially the inability to figure out how to get snacks. Ben Standing here, Britt Giroli here. We write for The Athletic. We are talking to you guys on 106.7 The Fan leading into the Washington Capitals game tonight. And Britt, we've talked a lot about, well, first of all, again, for those who missed it, happy birthday to Britt. You only have 3 more hours to say it. You can tweet her happy birthday at Britt_Giroli. There's a G and an H and other letters after that in there. Be nice. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. If you want to ask her questions about the Nats or whatever, that's fine. But otherwise, be nice, especially today. Twitter, you know, I know you're kind of generally mean, but be nice today at a minimum. So we talked a bunch about the football team, and we're going to do that a little bit more. We just heard Ron Rivera pumping up the guys after the game. The shocker of all shockers, they beat Tampa Bay. But as he said at the end, you know, don't buy into the hype. Don't get sort of fool yourself. And that's been one of the messages that Ron Rivera has been talking about since the summer, coming off the year that they had where they finished strong. He's talked about maturity. He's talked about discipline or the lack thereof. And he's talking about it in this sense. Don't buy that you've already accomplished something. Every year it starts over. You begin anew. Now this year they're already halfway through, but just because you beat Tampa Bay doesn't have anything to do with what happens against Carolina. And that's the question is what we saw the other day sustainable? They won't have Chase Young for the rest of the season. Still no Montez Sweat for several weeks. And they're going to be on the road against a Carolina team that had their own big win, has a good defense. Cam Newton's back to give them some inspiration and perhaps some fashion advice. So there's a lot going on in this game. I mean, what do you think? We've talked about this, but how much are you buying into the idea that what we just saw is something they can actually build on? Because it would be fun to say yes, but I, as somebody who's watched all the season, I can't just say, oh, they turned the switch and here we go.
Yeah, I'm cautiously optimistic. I mean, Taylor Heinicke had a great game. He outplayed Tom Brady for one game. Everyone is back in love. For me, I think we're still like a casual thing. I don't think we're in love yet. I think it's still a casual relationship status when it comes to is Taylor Heinicke the guy. Now the other option is they don't really have another option. Maybe you see Kyle Allen, but you really don't. Something has gone wrong if you're now going through this list of quarterbacks. So I think if you're Washington, you have to hope that this win meant something and that it galvanized the team to some extent. You talked about effort a few segments ago. Maybe it makes them want to try harder. But I don't believe this turnaround. I don't believe that it's fair yet to talk about a road to the playoffs for this team. I think this team still has a lot of hurdles it has to cross. And most notably, we haven't really been given a reason in recent history to believe in anything, least of all the Washington football team.
So let's get to some of the other positives. We've talked a lot about the quarterback. Taylor Heinicke played well against Tampa Bay, obviously. Tampa Bay had the highest scoring offense in the league. You had Tom Brady. Yes, they had some injuries, but you still had a guy like Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. Plenty to scare a defense. And Washington secondary has given up a bunch of big plays all year. They did give up the 40-yard touchdown to Mike Evans. But by and large, they did a pretty good job. And since they've moved Landon Collins, you know, Britt, here's something that annoys me. So a couple weeks ago, Ron Rivera tells us that he and Landon Collins have had a conversation, and Landon Collins effectively is not really a safety anymore, but they're not saying he's not a safety. They're just saying he's playing closer to the line of scrimmage, but they're not calling him a linebacker either. And we go through this whole rigmarole. Well, what is he, and how are we labeling him, and all these things. And today he tells the Sports Junkies, oh, Landon Collins is a Buffalo nickel, which is what they use. They had Cam Curl in that role a lot last year and early this year. It's sort of a hybrid safety linebacker deal. And that's great. And now Cam Curl is more of the strong safety. And all that's great. You could have just said that. And instead, we had to waste all this time discussing what he is or what he isn't. Now, ultimately, labels are irrelevant. It all comes down to how you play. And Landon Collins and his defense have played better since they've made the switch. So I'm just annoyed that he could have just said it. And that's a whole other thing. But the secondary has played better. And this was supposed to be not the strength of the defense. That was the front. But a much improved group. They were anything but that. William Jackson had a better game this week. Bobby McCain, Ron Rivera keeps talking about how well he's played. Kendall Fuller has done some good things. If the secondary can be a stronger group, they're going to have to be without the pass rushers, then things can be interesting here. I forgot to get to this before, but we have a clip from Ron Rivera today on with the Sports Junkies talking about this team and possibly the playoffs. And like I'm saying, I think the secondary is going to be huge for this defense to be sustainable for that. Would you like to hear what Ron Rivera said?
Sure.
To the Junkies about possibly going to the playoffs. All right, let's do that.
Let's do it.
And Coach, you mentioned the wild card win totals and kind of the target because you have the extra wild card obviously now.
Yep. So the key for us more than anything else is to put ourselves in position for those last five games. Last five games are divisional games.
Right, right.
And, you know, and the saying goes, if you want to win the division, you got to control it. And if we put ourselves in position, that's basically what it comes down to. And that's what, you know, I've told that to the team. That's the truth of the matter is, you know, is that if we want to give ourselves that opportunity to compete, we've got to be able to win some football games in the next few weeks. And make sure we're in position so that when we show up in that second weekend of December, we can get rolling.
But this game would be huge because it would be the head-to-head over Carolina who you're chasing.
Well, yeah, it's the same thing with the week after that, too, and I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, but that's the same thing for Seattle coming up, too.
Right,
so,
right.
Again, that's the thing that we have to keep in perspective more than anything else is that, you know, let's play them one at a time. Let's focus in on this coming opponent. And let's just know, you know, what's at stake. And again, it won't be the end of the world yet if we don't win, but it will most certainly slow us down.
That's head coach Ron Rivera talking about the road to the playoffs that maybe a week or two ago kind of seemed laughable, but then you mentioned the defense, and they didn't have Chase Young, they didn't have Montez Sweat, and they finally kind of came to play. And we've heard about the defense from Ron Rivera for a while, but they intercept Tom Brady twice in the first quarter. They held the Bucs to 273 total yards and their lowest point total this season in Washington's 29-19 victory. So they did make some positive steps forward. There is a lot to like about that game. I'm not as optimistic as Ron Rivera, but I don't get paid what Ron Rivera gets paid to be that optimistic. But certainly there's definitely a change in tenor and a change in tone, and you'd be better able to talk about this, but it seems like all of a sudden now we're talking about playoffs.
Very good Jim Moore impression there. Yeah, I mean, this is the thing with this league, right? When you only have the one game a week, the result of the game changes everybody's tone for the week going forward. And now, yeah, I noted the last time we did this that Ron Rivera, who early last season, when the rest of us are going, really, dude, you guys are not going anywhere. He's talking about the playoffs in part because he saw how bad the division was, but he saw something with his team and ultimately he was proven right. And I noted that he hadn't mentioned that at all. Now, all of a sudden, here we are. We're back in the playoff conversation. And he's not wrong. The standings are what they are. Carolina is the current seventh seed. They're not that impressive. Seattle is the following week. You know, Russell Wilson's back, but you know they've been pretty miserable this year. After that, you get the Raiders. I'm excited to go to Las Vegas and cover that game. But
I bet you are.
Yeah, yeah, no, it'll be a really good work trip. Sorry, but they're we'll see where they're at. They've obviously had a lot going on as an organization, and then you get five straight division games. And you never know how those things can go. So it's not like it's inconceivable that this team could get hot. It's just funny, like you said, you win one game, a huge game, and all of a sudden, you know, the world, you know, the food tastes better, the sun is brighter, everything is great. And I get it. It's just hard to sit here and go, here they go. It's March to the playoffs. Look out.
Yeah, we need it. We need another game. And also, we need like a full debrief on Ben in Las Vegas because I personally hate that city. It gives me a headache. I can only maybe do one night there. But you seem very excited to, I would venture, not just watch football. You're going to hit the strip. You're going to hit the town. Standing on the town.
I've been to Vegas, I think, more than any other city other than this one where I grew up and live. So it's not a, you know, I'm not going there wide-eyed. We can talk about it as we get closer. But, yeah, I'm excited for the opportunity to work in a fine city. In a professional city like Las Vegas, I suspect it'll be great. And look, who knows if they beat Carolina and they have some success against Seattle, all of a sudden that, you know, we could be looking at a game that really does get pivotal. I mentioned the defense. I think on offense, part of the key is one. Antonio Gibson had a tremendous game. I thought against Tampa Bay, he ran incredibly hard. I think that bye week did him a lot of good for that injured shin. He was a tough guy to tackle. They're going to need that going forward. And the offensive line, just week in, week out, continues to open holes, to give Taylor Heinicke time. Rivera said that of the five sacks that Heinicke had, three were basically on him. That the line has been great. That you look at a lot of statistical categories, the offensive line is doing a great job. So if Gibson is sustainable and the line keeps opening holes, that takes a lot of pressure off of Heinicke. That's how you keep moving the chains. And you can't get 10-minute drives like they did at the end of the game against Tampa. That won't happen every game. But if you can be sustainable, it helps your defense stay fresh, keep them off the field, you move the ball, and then you got to punch it into the red zone. They did that here against Tampa Bay. They had in the last couple of weeks. If all that happens, why not them? But like I said, it's just I'm happy if people are happy. I know that from the beat writer perspective, we were all tired of talking about the same thing. It at least is different. By the way, we didn't even get into it. Maybe we can in the next segment. It's Ron Rivera and Cam Newton.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fun to get in there and with that. So, yeah. Let's
get into it. Let's get into it next segment. Let's give the people what they want, Ben.
Well, I think that what they really want is a picture of you in your hat. I may have to send that out on Twitter, your Cam Newton stylish hat. Are we good with that?
It is a stylish hat. But, yeah, when we come back, we'll talk more Washington football team. Maybe squeeze the Wizards in. We're here till 9:45, up to the Caps game.
I'm excited for that. Look, we already established you're the hockey insider here. You're going to talk Ray Bourque, Alex Ovechkin when we close the show. I'm staying awake just for that alone.
Excellent. Well, stay with us on overtime here. Britt Jaroli, Ben Stanek, 106.7 The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good for him. You know, it's an opportunity to play where he started.
All right. We are back. Ben Standick, Britt Jaroli here on 106.7 The Fan. That was Washington football team coach Ron Rivera talking about his former quarterback in Carolina, Cam Newton. Wasn't exactly a warm and fuzzy comment there from Ron Rivera from the other day when Cam Newton shockingly returned to the Carolina Panthers. And now even more shockingly, the schedule gods have worked it out such that these two teams will be playing each other Sunday at Carolina. And it's looking, Britt, like Cam Newton is at a minimum going to play a lot, if not start the game. I'm not convinced he's some savior or the answer or is even going to be sustainable for a game. But from an emotional perspective, he clearly has already given people down there a lift. They had a big win over Arizona. And it's going to be a lot of conversation this week about the head-to-head matchup of the former coach and quarterback who took the Panthers to Super Bowl 50. They had a 15-1 record that year. Cam Newton was the MVP. Had a lot of success together. And now they're going to go head-to-head. Are you excited for that aspect of this?
Yeah, I think it'll be cool. I mean, who doesn't like revenge? And this is a revenge game for Ron Rivera. He got let go in Carolina. Carolina's been bolstered. I mean, they also won a game that they had really no business winning either, that people didn't think they were going to win last week. So these are two teams that need this game. You've got a coach in Rivera who badly wants to prove himself, right? You always kind of want to. This is a former employer situation. Then you got Cam Newton, who, as long as he gets enough reps in practice, it's my understanding, the Panthers coach Matt Rhule said yesterday, as long as he kind of understands and gets up to speed, he's going to be the guy. You may see P.J. Walker get some reps, but it just seems like it's going to be a really good game because there's just a lot on the line for both of these teams.
Yeah, without a doubt. But you know what's interesting to me, Britt, and I think this is what'll be a fun conversation over the rest of this week. Ron Rivera, a running joke here is that basically everybody he's ever worked with, coached, had dinner with in Charlotte, anybody like that has come here. He has hired that person to be on this roster, on his coaching staff, in his front office. I don't have the exact number. It's like around 30 people, give or take, in the organization on all levels who are here now. We can debate the merits of bringing back everybody you knew just because you knew them. But the one person he's had multiple times to bring back at a position of need, quarterback, he has multiple times said, nope, I'm not bringing back Cam Newton. He traded last year for Kyle Allen. Cam Newton was sitting on the street. They could have signed Cam Newton, and Newton was already in New England. He could have brought him in before Carolina did. He didn't do it after, I mean, Ryan Fitzpatrick has been out since week one, didn't do it. It is fascinating to wonder why, of all the people, That's where the line is. Not on everybody else, that guy. And I think that to me is super interesting. I don't know if we'll get the answer this week, but I do think that to me is as interesting, if not more, than just them going head-to-head on Sunday.
Well, they clearly don't get along. I mean, if they did, it would seem, and this is just my opinion, it would seem like he would be in Washington already, right? And so because they've worked together, they just may not be compatible to work together, right? I mean, this is what people don't realize, that just because you've been somewhere with someone for a long time, you know, this happens all the time in baseball. You'll ask, like, somebody who's played with somebody, what do you think of this guy? Thinking they must be close friends. Like, teams are just like normal workplaces. There's people you tolerate because you have to, that you wouldn't choose to bring with you. And maybe that's the case here for Cam Newton. It's, okay, I can work with him if I have to, but I'm not going to choose to bring this guy into my organization. And this is Ron Rivera's organization. I mean, we talked about his odd role in that he's the GM and also, you know, the coach, that he has kind of this power and this came to this organization because he had this kind of autonomy here. So it would seem like whatever Ron Rivera wants, he's going to get. And because he hasn't wanted Cam Newton, the only other logical reason is because the two of them just don't work well together.
Yeah, I mean, last year when you had Dwayne Haskins, I did think, even though I've said before, I was out on Haskins by that point already because of the selfie thing in his rookie year. But okay, other people wanted to see what happened. And Cam Newton bringing in with a guy where Haskins was too much of a personality, I could kind of get where that could be problematic. How do you let a young player go through his growing pains when this guy is sitting here and all that? And I think on some level that may be why New England decided to move on from Cam Newton. You had Mac Jones, who obviously is more advanced than where Haskins was, but at the same point, a young player, you're going to have some ups and downs. You don't want this other person happening there, because as we see with Carolina, Cam Newton shows up and it's a rock star situation. But that said, you easily still could have done it, and Ryan Fitzpatrick, not since week one, Cam Newton's been available during that stretch, didn't go down that route. So, yeah, it is weird. It is interesting. I'll really be interested to see what does Cam Newton have left. We talked before about the idea where maybe you can get by with some talent deficiency by a work hard, effort, having a good game plan, legitimately put forth effort. That may get you by. And maybe that's what we get with Cam Newton. If he really does start, it's not like Taylor Heineke being on his sister's couch thinking he'd never get the opportunity to play in the NFL. But I don't know how much Cam Newton thought he was definitively going to be playing or starting a game this year or maybe ever again based on where he was. So this is a rebirth for him. And in the place where he basically was a football god, Taylor Heineke said as much this or the other day. And then going up against Rivera, it is a fascinating event. And as I said, as somebody who has to deal with this team and has been writing, feels like the same story over and over again for weeks, to coming off of Tom Brady, beating Tom Brady, to then have this is really an incredible gift. So I'm excited for that. Did you want to make a prediction on this game?
I'm actually looking up the lines right now. Get out of my head.
I want to say it's like 3.5. The Panthers are favored, maybe 2.5.
Plus 2.5. Washington's plus 2.5. So they're getting 2.5 points.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I would probably say, well, I kind of like the bet it was like 3 or more. If I get 3 or more, I probably would take Washington, just thinking Carolina wins the game. But, it's sort of a 50-50 call. They're just the home team. 2.5, boy, I don't know. I might have to take Carolina and just see if, does the Cam Newton vibes, does that take them over the top? And, again, they have a really strong defense, and it's not like Washington's offense has been particularly consistent.
So you're going Carolina? You lost me because you kind of winding road backdoored that prediction.
Look,
there.
Make
a prediction so we can make fun of you later.
If you're telling me
Donald's nodding his head, you took me on like a long winding road, and then I don't know where you went.
Look, this is how I go. I can't get food out of the vending machine. I can't make a prediction. If it's 2.5, I would pick Carolina.
It is 2.5, so you're picking Carolina.
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure.
It's clear we're getting to the end of a long show here. Are you making a prediction?
I am also going to go Carolina, but I'm not going to take you on this. Well, Washington could also win if this happens, and if it's raining out, then maybe the line changes, and if it goes to 3, well, I don't know. Then I'll get confused because 2.5 is totally fine, but 3 is weird. Yeah, I'm going to go Carolina.
Wow. It's a good thing it's your birthday. And also it's a good thing that Donald is telling us we need to go to commercial. So we're going to come in. We got one segment to go here. Ben Standig, Britt Giroli on 106.7 The Fan. All right. We're almost to the finish line. Ben Standig, Britt Giroli. We write for The Athletic, but tonight we are on 106.7 The Fan, talking all the teams in town, including right now the Washington Capitals, because they're going to be coming in after we get in. We are the lead-in to the hockey team, because obviously, logically, you'd want the Washington football team writer and a Major League Baseball national writer to lead into the hockey team. But what I just found out earlier was that apparently my partner here, Britt Giroli, massive hockey fan, Boston Bruins legend, and she wants to talk about the Capitals, which who might argue, because also it's her birthday. But Alex Ovechkin, it's always easy to talk about him, Britt, because it is watching a literal living legend. When you talk, you think about whatever sport it is, you talk about the Mount Rushmore-y type people. It's normally they're older people who long gone. This guy is—it's still happening. It's still going on. We should pay attention to that while we still have that chance.
Yeah, and the Capitals are playing really well. I mean, he was named the first star of the week. Crazy to me that he had the most productive 15-game start of his career, which is incredible when you think about it. This guy might still be getting better.
Yeah.
It's frightening. 12 goals, 14 assists, which makes 26 points. The Capitals are on a nice little run here. Tariq, our colleague at The Athletic, done a great job kind of chronicling them. What's really cool to me, he wrote recently about Ovechkin having this growing hockey stick collection. He's got sticks from Mario Lemieux, but Gretzky, who he's chasing, of course, Wayne Gretzky. And you're right, when we talk about the greats, you talk about Ovechkin, and you look at his hot start, and you wonder for like some of these guys who say, oh, I don't look at numbers, I don't look at records, I'll enjoy all that later. But I think he's motivated to catch Wayne Gretzky here. I think when you look at it and you look at what he's been able to do, catching a guy like that just puts you in a whole nother class. I mean, they call him the great one for a reason, right? I think when you look at a guy like Ovechkin and how he's playing right now, how these Capitals are playing right now overall, we talked a lot about the Wizards. We talked a lot about the football team. But the Capitals deserve a little airtime here too, Ben.
For sure. Four-game winning streak, 9-2-4 overall. And look, anytime Alex Ovechkin is around, you know, again, I grew up here, and when one of the things that was interesting when I was a kid, we had great teams. The football, then the Washington Redskins were winning Super Bowls. The Wizards were the Bullets then were still, at least you could sniff the title they had just had. Georgetown Hoyas, who are actually playing right now against American University, winning. Maryland was good. But you didn't have stars necessarily. You didn't have these guys. I mean, they were like local legends, but not necessarily for their sport. Alex Ovechkin is 100% that. And yeah, he warrants a lot of attention. And like you said, it is wild. I legitimately thought after they won the cup, he was going to be the kind of guy that, like, you know, gained 50 pounds, lost interest, you know, became demotivated because he had reached the pinnacle. No, he's still going. I give him a lot of credit. I mean, I shouldn't give him credit. This is what he does. I'm just saying he keeps going, and there's something to be said for that. We've only got a couple minutes left to go here, though. Anything that sort of stood out to you about the conversation tonight, about any of these teams that we're talking about that you're kind of interested to see how the week plays out?
Oh, you didn't want to break down the early candidates for the Hart Trophy? I thought that was what we were going to do here on our next segment. But I do think Ovechkin should be on that short list. Okay. I don't think he's been rumored yet, but if he continues this, he certainly should.
Wow.
Just making sure we get some hockey talk in here, Ben, you know?
I hear you.
I think the Washington football team, I think the game this week is going to be must-watch TV because of Carolina, because of the Ron Rivera-Cam Newton thing, and because this is probably the season hanging in the balance here. They need to win. If they don't win, then what we saw last week was a mirage. So that's what I'm looking for. I'm also going to watch the Wizards because, like we've talked about, they got Charlotte. They've got two games with the Heat, who are just absolutely a terrifying team. And we're going to see what they're made of sooner rather than later, too.
For sure. Obviously, and I'll be out in Ashburn all week, and then I'll be in Charlotte for the Washington Panthers game. And, you know, look, it is like you said, can they sustain this? How does the defense get going without Chase Young? They've got some younger guys, and we'll see what happens. Your James Smith Williams, your Casey Tuhills, Shaka Tonys. Players aren't main contributors until they become one. Now all these guys are going to have the chance to do that, and we'll see how they do it. I do think there's something to be said for playing hard, playing the right way, so to speak, and having, you know, playing within the game plan and being disciplined to what you want to do. Sometimes that can get the job done over talent. Is it sustainable week after week? That's a big question, but maybe for 1 week at least here against the Panthers that group can get it done. We'll see about we didn't talk about the tight end position. Is Logan Thomas possibly back? He's been out since suffering a hamstring injury in week 4. Looked like he was getting closer. Maybe not, but it's kind of paramount now because Ricky Seals-Jones had a hip injury last week. They actually signed a tight end to the practice squad today, an indication that maybe they're a little concerned about that group. So that's something to keep an eye on the offense. But yeah, look, Ron Rivera, Cam Newton, we've got fun storylines. The defense moving on with Chase Young. I won't be complaining about a shortage of topics this week. Next week, who knows? This week, I won't.
Yeah, I don't know if it's sustainable, but we're sustainable because we'll be back next Tuesday, me and you.
That is true. And it's funny, we can just tease this. Today was your birthday. What are the odds? This is not a joke or a bit. What are the odds that next week would be my birthday?
Amazing. I already got you a present. I bought you the Diet Dr. Pepper and the chips from the vending machine you couldn't figure out. So happy early birthday to you.
I appreciate that. It may legitimately be the best thing I get on all fronts. And I appreciate that.
But yeah, we're back. I'm excited. We'll talk a little more. We will have a little more clarity by next week, which is also exciting. We'll have at least some clarity on the football team. Maybe not quite as much when it comes to the fate of the Wizards, the Capitals. We'll know if Juan Soto won the MVP. So we will have plenty to discuss on Overtime next week. This has been a blast, per usual, with you, Ben.
Britt, always a pleasure. And you know, it's funny because prior to doing this, we text and we talk, but we rarely see each other because we're both doing very different things. So being this opportunity to be in studio with you and all that is huge. Big thanks also to Lindsay Jones for her time. And of course, thanks to the callers, thanks to people who've been hitting us up on Twitter and all that good stuff. And yeah, I'm excited to come back next week with you. And Britt told you Panthers minus 2.5. Let's do it. That's it for now. Ben Standing, Britt Giroli signing off here on 106.7 The Fan.
See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.